Good morning. Welcome to Breakfast with Kent. For Monday, January 18th, 2021, it's Dr. Martin Luther King Day. Let's celebrate by being good to each other, can we? By judging each other based upon the content of one's character rather than the color of their skin or any other dumbass reason? Let's think about that for a day. That'd be a nice thing. By the way, we're brought to you, as always, by the great people at Today's Dentistry, Dr. Mike O'Neill, the best dentist that there is. Call him. Make him your dentist today. Take good care of your teeth. Take control of your dental health. 317-849-2933 is the number. Let's talk about sports. Pacers. Not good last night. If you stayed up to watch a Pacers game, you were not rewarded because the Pacers, I don't think, stayed up for the Pacers game last night. They got beat 129-96. Doug McDermott had a terrific night offensively. Defensively, the Pacers weren't very good. McDermott hit 5 of 7 threes, had 23 points to lead the Pacers. Sabonis with 19 and 14, yet another double-double. He's a double-double machine. He's unbelievable. That's about what he's going to average for the season, is 19 and 14, which is, I think on the low side points-wise, maybe a little bit more. Maybe he's a 23 and 12 guy, but a terrific ball player for the Pacers and a guy who's going to make the All-Star game. Goga Bitadze played a little bit yesterday. For those of us who like Goga Bitadze, you know, got to see him run a little bit. They went 2-2 on the West Coast trip. And that's a pretty damn good result compared to what it could have been. You know, they got wins against Golden State and Portland. They didn't play against Phoenix because of COVID. They lost games to Sacramento and the Clippers. That's life in a big city. You go 2-2 on the West Coast trip, you feel pretty good about yourself. Mavericks coming up Wednesday night at 7 o'clock at Bankers Life Fieldhouse. Caris LeVert, we found out over the weekend, he's got a mass on a kidney that the Pacers found during their physical as they finalized the trade that sent Victor Oladipo to the Rockets and Caris LeVert from the Nets to the Pacers. So he's going to be out indefinitely. The Pacers knew about it before they signed off on the trade. They decided, you know what, we want to do it anyway. That's how much we think of Caris LeVert. And evidently, what they thought Caris LeVert represented as a return for Victor Oladipo. So let's hope that, you know, when you talk about masses and vital organs like a kidney, you stop thinking about basketball and you start thinking about life. So prayers for Caris LeVert and his family. Purdue yesterday, winners over Penn State, 80-72. You know what? Purdue wasn't at their best yesterday, but they were still good enough to beat Penn State. They went 6-32 from threes. That isn't going to get it done for Purdue on many nights, but it was good enough. Stefanovic with 15, Hunter with 14, Williams and Newman with 13 each, Gillis with 12. They had balanced scoring. And that's what Purdue needs if they're going to be successful. They held Penn State to 33% from the field. They outscored Penn State 24-8 from the line. There's your difference in the game. Butler beat Creighton on Saturday. We bring this up because it was fantastic. They win 70-66 in overtime. They were down 13 with 7:37 to play. Came back from the dead against Creighton. This is what Butler does. Butler is going to play 40 minutes. No matter what the situation, they're going to play 40 minutes. And if they're playing against somebody who kind of blanks or decides, well, we got this done, we can kind of take our foot off the gas for a minute, Butler's going to shove it to you. And that's exactly what happened to Creighton on Saturday. Thompson, Enzi, Tate with 17, 15, and 15 respectively. Butler's got DePaul at DePaul tomorrow night at 7 on the CBS Sports Network, for those of you who get the CBS Sports Network. Indiana plays at Iowa on Thursday. We're back in this wormhole with Indiana basketball. We're talking about buyouts and culture and all of this stuff, and we're right to talk about culture because there is none. At least it's not apparent to us who watch. What does Indiana stand for? I don't know. Dan Dockich talked about it during his open last week on Friday. It was terrific. Really, really good stuff. What's Indiana stand for? If you stand for, you know, if we can't figure it out, if we can't see it, then you got a problem. When we watch, and we talked about it this morning, right? When you watch Purdue, you know what they're about. They're about toughness and they're about defense. And when you watch Butler, you know what they're about. They're all about playing for 40 minutes. When you watch Indiana, when was the last time you saw Indiana play really, really hard for 40 minutes? When was the last time you saw Indiana D up for 40 minutes? When was the last time you saw Indiana shoot well? When was the last time you saw Indiana in a way where you were certain that they were bought in 100% on achieving the result that was their goal? Been a long time. And that's what culture is. Culture is that repeated quality that defines you, that lifts you. On nights where other stuff doesn't happen, there are going to be nights when the bucket's about that big around. Culture gets you over during those nights once in a while. Indiana doesn't get over on those nights. Culture, it's a problem. NFL championship games, the conference championship games coming this weekend, it's a small market extravaganza. You've got Kansas City and Buffalo in one of them, two of the smallest markets in the NFL. And Pat Mahomes picked up a concussion yesterday. He's in the protocol. It's going to be tough for him to get on the field for Championship Sunday. We'll see if he can do it. If he can't do it, it's going to be Chad Henne as the starting quarterback for the Chiefs. And all of a sudden, the Bills would have an enormous advantage at that position. Josh Allen is much better than Chad Henne. Now, against Mahomes, two of the most dynamic quarterbacks in the NFL, that would be fun to watch. It looked like Mahomes was having trouble with his foot, too. And so this, not going to be exactly the game that you might have wanted, but it's the matchup between the teams that you wanted, right? But if Mahomes doesn't play, it's not nearly as much fun, I don't think, although it'll be a lot of fun for the people in Buffalo. Also, you've got Tampa Bay at Green Bay. Green Bay, absolutely the smallest market in the NFL. Tampa, winners last night. And you know what? Drew Brees may have played his last football. Tom Brady, not quite yet. Not done yet. Going to go up against Aaron Rodgers. And you see what, as we talk about the Colts and we talk about Phillip Rivers, and everybody in town loves Phillip Rivers. He's just a great dude. Everybody in San Diego still loves Phillip Rivers and are big Rivers fans and should be. Really, really good guy and a really good quarterback. But as you look at these quarterbacks, Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers, Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen, I don't know how you get one of these guys, but it is clear that you need one of these guys to advance to this level of the playoffs. And that is job 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5 for Chris Ballard and the Indianapolis Colts. You got to find that guy. Got to find the next guy. Got to find the next Manning. Got to find the next Luck. Somehow or another, you got to find that guy without having the number one overall draft pick, because the Colts are never going to be that bad under Chris Ballard and Frank Reich. It's never going to happen. So you got to find a way, like Buffalo did with Josh Allen. They traded up for him. You got to find the franchise quarterback, because if you don't have him, you got no chance to get to this level of football. You just don't. Lawrence North on Saturday night, they beat Warren Central to win the Marion County basketball tournament. They won 64-62. LN, the previous night, won in overtime to advance to the championship game. Lawrence North, undefeated on the season, playing really good basketball. You got a bunch of terrific college recruits playing for Lawrence North, very, very talented. Ty Hunt resigned as the head coach at Ritter High School, head football coach. Three state championships, 2008, 2013, 2016. Ritter won state under Ty Hunt. Ty Hunt resigning, looking for other opportunities to stay in coaching. You know, I don't know what happens with coaches, parents, schools, and I'm not saying that this is a parental deal, but at some point you just get tired of banging your head against the wall. And you know, this is especially true. It's true for coaches. It's true for officials. Parents are just out of hand. Again, I don't know what the situation is at Ritter that caused Ty Hunt to decide that he needs to go coach someplace else, but he isn't going to coach at Ritter anymore, and that's a shame for the people at Ritter. Let's celebrate some birthdays on this Martin Luther King Day. Valerie Ruth celebrating her birthday. Happy birthday to Valerie. Brian Wheeler, Aaron Hungerford, happy birthday. Ron and or Kathy Potter, happy birthday. They have a joint Facebook account. One of them has a birthday today. I'm not sure which. Happy birthday to whoever it was. James Briggerman, happy birthday. Christina Versari, happy birthday. Stephen Merchant, happy birthday. Michael Hendricks, Adam Grant, Wint Dinkerman, happy birthday. Thomas Podgarski, happy birthday. Jennifer Durham, Gerald, happy birthday. And the great Wayne Perkey, Louisville radio legend, celebrating a birthday today. If today's your birthday, you celebrate like hell. You got the holiday to do it, right? Long weekend. Nice. If it's not your birthday, you celebrate somebody else. That's best done with an honest and specific compliment. Just be good to each other. Lift somebody up. Don't pull somebody down. Let's spend less time doing this and more time doing that. We get kind of hinky about doing this, lifting people up. We get embarrassed about paying people compliments. That makes no sense to me, right? Say something nice to a person. They're not gonna think that you're some kind of an idiot or that you've got an agenda. They're gonna say thank you. When you get compliments, what do you think about the person who's giving you the compliment? You think, man, that is one smart person. They understand how good I am at stuff, don't you? It's ridiculous. But you know what? Makes you feel good for a few minutes. Maybe you come home. How was your day, honey? You know what? Somebody said blah, 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 like the nicest thing. That's wonderful. Nice thing to be able to tell your spouse, your kids, somebody at the dinner table. Have a great day. Enjoy yourself and be good to each other.